104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:04. We are going to top out today at 17. Yay. 17.
It's better than yesterday.
By the way, I was right.
Oh, dang it.
Congratulations to Angie Rycraft.
I heard Crest.
Yeah, no. It was F and S sound a lot alike over the phone.
They do.
Yeah. So, no, understandable mistake. And I wasn't paying attention. But that's one of the few times I've seen a name come up on caller ID. You don't see names on caller ID unless it's a landline usually.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Or maybe it was a landline.
It could have been.
Anyway, congrats, Angie. She won the Sneaky's Chicken here. $10 worth. Go have some of that. That'd be good to have for a Super Bowl party this weekend.
Be perfect.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're having one now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Well, okay. My sister's family hasn't seen baby yet.
Oh.
So they're going to come down and they have to be down here anyway, so they're going to come over. So we're going to have some people over, well, pretty much just them, for the game on Sunday. So
nice.
Should be all right. Be a little more fun than just, you know,
watching it by yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it, but, you know, it's nice to have a couple people around. And I'm not, I know there's some people who just love going to bars to watch football.
Sometimes.
I just don't.
I don't know if I'd want to during the Super Bowl, though.
And, oh, I think I'd be more apt to do it for the Super Bowl. If the Vikings are ever in the Super Bowl.
And you're not there?
I won't go. I don't care if I went to a Vikings Super Bowl. The only time I might try to go is if it's in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Which they're trying to get, by the way, for 2018.
I know. So, I read all about that. That's pretty cool.
That would be neat. And if they're going to have one outdoors in New York, they'll definitely have one in Minnesota with the new stadium indoor. Especially since it's an indoor stadium that won't suck, like the Metrodome.
Right.
They did have one Super Bowl at the Metrodome.
Oh, they did?
1991.
Ooh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. More than 20 years ago. Anyway, Super Bowl had a press conference yesterday, and Beyonce was at it. And she gave everybody the middle finger over the whole lip-syncing at the inauguration thing. First, she asked everybody to stand up, and then she sang the national anthem, and what she said after that was absolutely priceless.
And the whole so much. Any questions?
Yeah.
I love that part.
That was great. I'll admit, I was a little hard on Beyonce. I would have rather she actually sang it, even if it wasn't perfect. You know, you can, it's one thing to be, you know, off in, you know, when there's timing problems. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not her singing. Like, I doubt she would have had an issue being on key.
Right.
Singing at the inauguration. It probably would have been timing, you know, getting out of sync with the music behind her and stuff like that. But I, you know, or sing to a backing track.
Right.
That's all. Anyway.
I'm done with this conversation about Beyonce. Because it's okay. I think she did what she needed to do.
The explanation she gave yesterday was just fine. She admitted to, she was singing, but no one heard her because she was singing along to a backing track. And due to the weather, due to the delay, no proper sound check before it. She didn't feel comfortable taking the risk. And she will be singing live at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Of course.
She said, I'm well rehearsed. This is what I was born to do, what I'm born for. And so, yeah, she did not admit, though, there's been some speculation there might be a Destiny's Child reunion.
Yeah, we've been hearing that. Yeah.
She did not comment on that, which leads me to believe that, yeah, we might see the rest of D-Child.
I think it'll be a surprise.
And
I don't think they would say.
If they do Destiny's Child, you gotta believe Hold My Breath will be one of the songs they do.
It's hard to say. They might do something new.
But it's like a college football kind of marching
sound.
It would have to be. The pastor who crossed out the tip we were talking about yesterday has apologized for doing it. She felt bad about it. And the server who posted the receipt online was fired. The server was not the one who was waiting on the table. Mel was trying to justify it earlier, but it's a lot harder to do it when it wasn't your table, I think.
Yeah. I think she was just pointing out the bad portion of the whole thing.
She was fired for violating her right to privacy, which I kind of understand. You know, receipts are not public documents, so, yeah. And she didn't black out, like, her signature name or anything.
Right.
So that's kind of part of why they canned her over the whole deal. Anyway, we've got news on the way. And another interesting car thing.
Okay.
When it comes to women. But
what's with you and car stuff today?
Don't worry. It's just stuff I happen to find that's kind of related. Okay. Which, by the way, if you missed it about 30 minutes ago, men are more likely to get into incredibly dangerous, large accidents. Women are more likely to hit things that are not moving.
Stop now.
Hey, I'm just reading the story.
Stop now.
I didn't make it up.
Stop it.
I just read the thing.
Stop it. And it's in Britain.
Hey, there's some things that just, they go across
Stop.
All lines.
Stop. Morning,
sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 722 up to 17 today. It's 7 below right now, though. Yeah, you might want to go warm your car up a little bit.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe even.
It's even better if you have remote start.
Yeah, oh, I miss remote start.
Can I tell you, because I have a loaner car right now. Because my new Jeep is getting detailed, and then they're fixing a motor in the window.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have remote start.
And your Jeep does?
My Jeep does. I had them put one in.
Oh.
And my van had one. And so the last couple of days have been, of course, the coldest. And I have to go out and start it. I know, But I'm so used to just hitting the button when
I know.
I run downstairs.
Once you've had it,
yeah.
It's really hard to get used to not having it.
It sucks, because then I got to bundle up real quick and go run outside and go start it.
One thing I never thought. Like, when you bought the car, did you just have them add that to the price of the car?
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't think to do that with our last two vehicle purchases.
Yep, I did. I was like, just add it.
Because it's it's a nothing add-on when it's going into
right.
the purchase of a car.
Yeah, that's why
but
I
it
was
seems a little
insistent.
Harder to do. Oh, man.
Because I was insistent that I had one.
Yeah,
after
I miss it.
When you get up that as early as we do and having to walk outside to go start your car is not fun.
No, it's not. At all.
It's too cold.
I've got a garage, though, so it's not so bad.
Well, I have a garage, but it's not attached, so.
Well, still, well, yeah, it wouldn't be as warm as mine is, but at least it's right. out of the wind.
It is.
And it'll still start easier. At least you don't have to plug them in anymore.
Oh, gosh, remember the days
of
that?
Oh, yeah. I know, right now there's an 18-year-old going, huh?
What?
Yes, back in the day, there was a electrical cord hanging out of the front of your vehicle.
Yep.
And you would plug it into a wall socket, either in your garage or run an extension cord out to wherever your car was parked.
Yeah, I did
there
that.
Were even apartments that had outlets out in the parking lot in
yep.
front of your spot to plug in your car.
I did that.
And it basically was just a little heater that kept the engine warm, so it would start in the morning and not go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
whoa,
my 1977
whoa.
Chevy Nova got plugged in a lot of times
yeah.
in the wintertime.
Annie's on the phone. How are you, Annie?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I was just going to say something about the women in car accidents thing.
Yeah?
I think they hit things that aren't moving because we're smart and we divert the accident, so less damage.
Yeah, but I didn't read the whole list, and you probably didn't hear it earlier.
No, I didn't. I wasn't up yet.
the five accidents women are most likely to have, hitting a parked car, backing into another car, getting into an accident in a parking lot, a crash on a side street, or a crash while pulling out of a parking spot onto the road.
Okay, yeah, I might have done that before.
All right, then I don't want to hear a bunch of complaining that I'm hacking on you.
Just saying.
Okay, so am I.
You.
Have a good one, Annie.
You too. Bye-bye.
I will admit, though, the two accidents, car accidents I have had,
mm-hmm.
where the cops actually had to come. Actually, no, I've been in three, and two were my fault. One was not my fault. I got rear-ended by a woman whose brakes completely went out.
Oh.
And that was on 12th Street during rush hour.
Oh.
But the other two, I will admit we're on the list of most common accidents for women.
Nice.
I got into an accident on a side street. That one was just kind of an over. It was snowy and slippery, and I was going too fast and slid into an intersection. It was side streets, though, so no, weren't going very fast. And the other one was backing out of my, when I lived in Rapid, we parked in the, our parking was in the alley mm-hmm. behind the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was backing out. I couldn't see this giant, like early 80s, late 70s Ford Bronco.
Oh, those things are big.
Oh, I know. And there were tanks.
Mm-hmm. We had
one. And I backed into it. He got a little teeny tiny dent in his door. And his vehicle was already full of dents, so he didn't even file a claim.
He didn't care.
He didn't care because I just added to the decoration. My right rear corner of my Chevy Cavalier was just basically torn off. It was a not good accident. Same thing, though. Super slippery, icy alley. Yeah. He couldn't stop in time.
I backed into a pole at a gas station where I couldn't see was my defense there. And then when I sideswiped your car.
Couldn't or didn't?
Couldn't, because it was lower than my truck. I was driving my truck,
oh, okay.
And I couldn't see it. And
like
it was,
the ones in front of the gas pumps?
Yeah. And I thought I
yeah,
had
but
enough
you
room.
You could see the gas pump.
I know. I thought I had enough room for clearance.
Mm.
And I did not.
I hate it when clearance gets in the way.
It does get in the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a sign of the times that we rely on our electronics a lot more, it's a little different as to what women are attracted to when it comes to man's skills.
Okay.
Whether it be cars or computers.
Cars or computers?
I will get to that here shortly. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
When your sarcasm is so far advanced, people think you're being polite.
It is 727, Hot 104.7.
Right.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 740. We're going to top out at 17 today. It's still 7 below right now. It's awfully cold. I got a couple of texts, though, that reminded me, or told me, I guess I didn't know it, it didn't remind me, that there are still some vehicles that have the plug-in block heaters.
Oh.
With the cords. They just hide the cords
probably
tucked under
the
hoods.
Older ones, maybe.
Well, no, he said his 2010 Ford pickup has one.
Oh.
And all diesels have them, too.
Oh, that makes sense with the diesels.
Yeah. So I didn't know that.
All right.
I learned something today. That's kind of cool. Okay, so there has been a little bit of a shift when it comes to what women want.
Okay.
In a new survey, women say they prefer a guy who has tech skills over a guy who has car repair skills.
Mm.
In other words, they'd rather you be able to fix their cell phone or computer than fix their car. Or, you know, do the oil change thing. Which oil changes are relatively cheap when it comes to car stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do it myself cheaper, but I don't want to spend that amount of time. Because they can do it in a shop way faster than I can do it.
I'd have to say that it's probably hotter to date a guy that can fix a car, but it would probably be smarter to date somebody that could be good with electronics and fix electronics.
So you date the mechanic, you marry the IT guy. Is that
yeah.
what you're saying?
Yes.
You do realize that's kind of a backhanded compliment at me.
Yeah, kind of.
I can't do anything with cars.
I know.
But I can fix a computer. So I'm not the guy you date. I'm the guy you marry.
Sorry?
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, which one is hotter?
Mm-hmm.
A guy in a polo shirt and khakis?
No.
With
you
a screwdriver?
You know how I feel about polo shirts.
Or a guy in a...
I hate them.
You know, the service guy uniform with the name embroidered on the...
And the tattoos? Yeah, there's something hot about that.
Tattoos, because all mechanics have tattoos.
Well, they don't all, but lots of them do. And that's hot.
Well, there's some IT guys with badass tattoos.
You know, if I could find a guy that could fix cars and computers and electronic devices...
Oh.
Whew.
That would get you all a flutter, huh?
Yeah. How awesome would that be?
Okay.
And have some really nice biceps.
Yeah, from lifting all those computer towers up and hauling them off to their office to replace a hard drive.
Be a good workout, right?
Those hard drives are. They're heavy. Yeah, they may use tools all day, but it's not like they're ending up with a bulging forearms. That mechanics, seriously, you do not want to arm wrestle a mechanic. Mm-mm. You'll lose every time.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, when he was a mechanic, had Popeye forearms.
Nice.
It was ridiculous.
See, that's why I'm saying.
And I watched him beat a guy arm wrestling who was about three times his size.
Ooh. So that's why I'm saying the guy that can fix the car is hot.
Okay. Well, which one's hotter and which one would you marry?
I want both. I want one that can do both.
The car guy or the computer guy? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, 751, Andy and Mel. We got to crack the vault. And we have Kelly on the phone. Kelly is sounding a little bit rough today. How's that cold doing?
Not good. Not worse this morning.
Yeah, sound pretty bad.
Okay, so, yeah. You sound terrible.
Well, she does sound terrible.
It does.
All right. It was Kelly, right?
Yep.
Okay. What are the three digits, Kelly?
6, 9, and 2.
That is correct, Kelly. Yay. You have won a $50 party tab to the vault, and I'm guessing you won't use it this weekend, but you can sure use it any other weekend.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
You bet. Hang on a second, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations.
Poor thing.
I know.
I hate when your voice gets to that point where it's like, cracking, and you sound like you're a young boy with puberty.
Okay, so mechanic or computer guy?
Both.
Or both. Okay, the both is obviously one I think every woman wish they had.
Yeah.
I wish I could fix cars. I have learned that I cannot. I tried to do my brakes last year and failed miserably.
Yes, you did, and you didn't listen to me.
And I was even warned by a guy who called in, I think you need a special tool to push down those calipers.
I warned you.
And I was like, I did it before. It shouldn't be that hard.
I know. I warned you on that one.
Needed the special tool.
Mm-hmm.
Had to call my buddy Kevin to come over to my house and bail me out.
Yep.
And which fortunately he was able to that night because he was the only mechanic I personally knew in town who could come do it. Because it's sitting in my garage with the wheels off and it wasn't going anywhere until someone with the brains came over and did it. So
that was a good thing.
But would you rather have the car guy or the computer guy? I got one text here that says I would much rather marry the car guy. You're the complete opposite. Your philosophy is date the car guy, but you marry the IT guy.
Yeah, or get both.
Or get both. Another text here says my hubby is a big techie guy, but also is handy around the house and builds me stuff. Love it.
Mm.
Yeah, I can do a lot of I fixed our washing machine yesterday.
You did.
There was a bunch of gunk that got into one of the hoses.
Gross.
That feeds water in and found the problem, cleared it, fixed it, works.
Nice.
I'm not useless. Although we did have to call a plumber the day before because all of a sudden two faucets stopped working.
Oh.
And two at the same time. Sounds like a problem beyond the scope of my capabilities.
That does sound a little weird.
It wasn't.
Oh.
It was the same gunk that got caught in the washing machine
What's the gunk issue?
We have an old broken water softener that we don't use.
Oh.
And it was still going, water was still going through it. Something called zeolite, I guess, is what the guy called it.
Okay. Anyway.
So, which would you rather have, the car guy or the computer guy? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Andy's on the phone. How are you, Andy?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So which one do you like, Andy?
Mechanic. Definitely over the IT guy.
You do? Okay.
Yep. Yep. Definitely the service uniform with the name embroidered on.
See, that's hot, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Maybe if the IT guy's got some of those shirts, make them a little hotter.
With a little mouse and a keyboard on it. No, I don't think that still would do it for me.
No, just
the shirt with the embroidered name patch.
Yeah, and
oh.
No, I see what you're saying. That would be kind of cool.
Like the mouse and the keyboard has like the little company logo instead of like a wrench or whatever. But no, it still has to be the mechanic.
No, just the name patch. Just the name patch instead of wearing those ugly polos. Gotta hate polos.
Yeah, definitely never a polo. No matter how nerdy you are, never a polo shirt.
See?
Okay.
Amen.
They're comfortable. I like them. I'm sorry.
They're ugly.
They're comfortable. I like them. I'm sorry. Thanks for the call, Andy.
Yeah.
But I got a bunch of emails here. I'll get to in a second. I want to get to let's see, Casey. How are you, Casey?
I'm good. How are you guys? This
Pretty
morning?
Good. So, would you prefer a guy who can fix a computer or a car?
A car.
Every time?
Yeah. Because my cousin's actually an IT specialist, so I wouldn't have to worry about that.
Oh, okay. So
there,
you've got it covered. Okay,
there
gotcha.
I have everything covered. But even if I didn't, I'd have to go with the car guy because honestly, you need your car to get from point A to point B. Your cell phone or your computer can't do that.
Which one's sexier?
It just depends. There's some nice looking IT guys.
Oh, okay.
Agreed.
It just depends. Sometimes there's better looking IT guys than there are mechanics. So.
You're way too unsuperficial for this conversation, Casey. You're far too practical. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I
got a bunch of emails and texts here. Ashley emailed in and said, I dated car guys and married a computer guy. I got another one, a text that said, without a doubt, date the hot, dirty mechanic, marry the sweet, loving nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed lifelong happiness.
I just want somebody that's got both, though.
Let's see here. I got another one that says, marry the hotter, or marry and, okay. I think that was a autocorrect problem. Marry the hotter mechanic for sure. Can't stand guys who know nothing about cars. And then Kim emailed in, said, I think it's funny how you describe the hot mechanic with all the tats and giant uniforms. Yep, that's exactly what my mechanic husband looks like.
I won't go after him, I promise.
361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com, the car guy or the computer guy. And it's Girl Scout Cookie Day.
Yay!
They're coming in about 20, 25 minutes. I cannot wait. That's on the way. Plus, we will give away some stuff to Great Bear, either tubing or skiing. Is that what we have left?
Yeah, we're actually going to give away some skiing, I think.
Okay. So we'll give that away here coming up next hour. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.